I'm going over to the book of Deuteronomy today, and we're going to look at chapter 1, and I want to start reading in verse 5. It says, "On this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, 'The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey, and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the seacoast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them.'" There comes a point in life where you have to stop studying and do something. Thinking back to my university days, I remember how much fun it was to pick a subject for my term paper and then go to the library to sign out a stack of books on the subject. Now, this was before the days of laptop computers, so I would have an open notebook on my desk as I perused the books, and I would jot down piles and piles and piles of notes. Typically, I'd gather far more information than I actually needed. If the paper was supposed to be 30 pages, I'd collect enough information for 100. Now, that was the fun part. The hard part was actually writing the paper, making sense of all that data and assembling it into something coherent and meaningful. Of course, the temptation was to sign out more books and study the subject just a little bit more. But that wasn't for the sake of excellence. It was for the sake of procrastination. Bible study is an indispensable part of your relationship with God. The pages of the Bible, after all, are the place where God has chosen to reveal Himself most clearly to the human race. But Christianity is not just something you study and memorize, because at some point, you've got to actually live it. It's one of those things in life you're only ever going to know by doing. When people were struggling to figure out how Jesus seemed to know so much, He challenged them by saying, "If anyone wills to do His will, he shall know concerning the doctrine." In other words, if they were living their faith and following God, they'd understand His teachings as coming from God. It's another way of saying you only know the Christian faith by living it. In today's passage, we find God instructing the Israelites to move on from Mount Horeb and actually go and claim the promised land. In the desert, Israel had learned about the plan of salvation from the sanctuary service. They had received a copy of God's Ten Commandment moral law. They'd been reminded over and over again about their destiny as God's people. But now the moment had come to actually do something about it. It was time to move, to act in faith on what God had shown them. So let me get really personal today and ask you about your spiritual life right now. Is it possible you've done a lot of studying? You've even memorized the Bible and you've read a lot of books about the faith, but you haven't actually begun to live it. I mean, really live it. Maybe you haven't actually surrendered your own life to God at this point. Today, the time has come to act in faith, to get up from the desert with what God has already shown you, and go and make the cross of Christ more than just a religious theory, but the actual focus of your life. Millions have already done it, and they've found that claiming the promised land is just a better way to live.